This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this first weekend of October. Can you believe that? We have a huge show for you this week. My first guests are from a new show on NBC called New Amsterdam. Prima Adjaman will be here and Jocko Sims from This Is Us, Sterling K. Brown. Also joining us from Homicide Hunters, Lieutenant Joe Kenda, and Olympic gold medalist Jenny Finch. Next hour, a pal of mine for years and years. Lee Greenwood will be here from Dancing with the Stars, Carrie Ann Inaba, and we're going to talk to Lauren Fix about cars. Oh, boy, I can't wait for that. And Kinga Phillips will be here, the king of travel. I should call her the queen, actually. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause for a second. When we come back, Prima Adjaman and Jocko Sims from NBC's new show, New Amsterdam.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, I'm going to look into my crystal ball for whatever good it is, but I'm going to do that. And I'm going to predict that our guests, who are part of a new show that are Tuesday nights at 10 Eastern, 9 Central on NBC, is going to be a season hit because it's got a lot of credibility. And it's called New Amsterdam. And joining us right now is Prima Adjaman.
Oh, yeah.
Adjaman. Phonetically figure that out like we would use in Italian, agita.
Well done.
And Jocko Sims. Hey, guys, welcome to the show and congratulations on this new venture.
Thank you so much. How are you doing today, Ron?
I'm doing good, and we're off to a great start with a great week with two great guests. You play Jocko, Dr. Floyd Reynolds, and Prima Adjaman. I'm going to say that 1,000 times today. Dr. Helen Sharp. And now, you know, I meant what I said. When I saw the trailers for this, I thought, this is going to be it. This is going to be the season for an exceedingly successful show. Now, this is actually inspired by a memoir called 12 Patients, Life and Death at Bellevue Hospital, which really is a hospital, by Dr. Eric Meinheimer. Tell us about the premise of this, how the whole thing got started. And we'll start with Prima Adjaman, because Prima Adjaman is the name that I'm going to be talking about all day today. Okay.
Yes, so you're exactly right. Our show is based on the memoir by Dr. Eric Meinheimer, who was the chief medical director at Bellevue for 15 years. And a lot of the things that you see in the pilot, he actually really did. You know, he moved in there to try and restore the hospital to its former former glory, and he did fire the whole cardiac department, and he was really trying to make changes to improve the environment and the situation within the hospital, and also fundamentally return to putting the patient first. You know, it's about care. It's about trying to do the best for the people who are vulnerable and sick, and trying to sort of distance away from the bureaucracy and the red tape and everything else that comes along with the very complicated healthcare system. So yes, we are based on his memoir, and he in fact is one of the patients in his memoir, because he was battling cancer while he was trying to run this institution. So it's really interesting to get at that perspective from both sides of the line.
When was he there? What years?
He was there in 97. We've got to do some maths now, for 15 years. So I think 97 to 2000, and is that 12?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, 2012.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I would be remiss, and I'm sorry if I'm asking a question that I should know, but is he still alive?
Oh, yes, and he's a producer on the show.
Oh, okay.
And he battled cancer, and he won, and he's there.
Oh, hello.
And he's there with us, and he's informing us. He's such a gift, actually, because he's so easy to talk to, and he's so erudite and so articulate and so informed, and he's there to inform us from the micro, you know, how to hold a needle, if you like, all the way up until the kind of socio-political commentary, you know, that the kind of, he's kind of looking at society through the prism of the healthcare system. He's quite an amazing, amazing man.
Now, is Dr. Mannheimer's character on the show Dr. Max Goodwin?
Yes, it is loosely based on Max Goodwin, who was played by Ryan Eggold.
Yeah.
If you remember him from The Blacklist, he's terrific, terrific actor.
No, he's been on our show several times.
There you go. You know him personally, Ron.
Yeah.
No, he's fantastic, and he's just great in this character. He's got a subtleness to him, a reality to him that I think that a lot of people are going to gravitate towards. But, yes, that is the character that's based on, and much like it, you find out in the trailer and on the show that Max Goodwin also has cancer. So just the idea that this man was going around and being more concerned about the system and how broken it was and the patients while he was battling cancer is remarkable within itself, and it's just so great for us to be able to tell this story and be a part of it. And I think that's what makes it stand out from the rest of the hospital dramas you see every week. We're based on a true story. There's a lot of heart into it. We put a lot of research into our characters. I got to meet I play the head of the cardiac surgical department, and I got to meet the head of the cardiac surgical department, Dr. Norma Keller, who is at Bellevue. So we each got to sit down with the respective doctors and learn a lot, and we're bringing on the best we can to each of these episodes every week.
That's great. And, of course, the hospital we're talking about, Bellevue, is a real hospital, but when we bring in the Max Goodwin character, which is, of course, Dr. Mannheimer, then we start talking about how the main character, Max, all of a sudden thinks outside the box to an institution that's understaffed, underfunded, underappreciated, however, can treat Ebola patients, prisoners from Rikers, and the President of the United States all at one shot there, under one roof.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when people hear Bellevue, they just associate it with the psychiatric element of its history, but it's quite remarkable in that it pioneered so many firsts. You know, the first C-section was performed there, the first maternity ward, the first nursing school, the first, you know, pacemaker was developed there. When you walk through those halls, there's these 8-foot-tall banners of all of the wonderful things that they have achieved. It's quite an institution, actually.
Yeah.
And as you say, you know, they have their own prison ward there, which means they can treat patients from Rikers. They have their own courtroom, which means they can kind of, you know, get things through the legislation more directly and more quickly. So it's quite formidable, really.
Is it difficult, and do you have to learn medical terms?
Yes. Every week the writers challenge themselves by seeing if they can make it more difficult for us.
Coming
up with these amazing terms. And, you know, actually we get a Dropbox every week emailed to us with a doctor, perhaps Dr. Mannheimer or a nurse, who pronounces it for us, if you will, and we'll just listen and learn that way. But, you know, through practice, I think we're shooting now episode 7. We're getting better and better at it. at it.
Oh, well, that's good. Now, Freema, for a second, this is not a strange environment for you, because you played a role on Doctor Who, did you not?
Yes, I did. And actually, though, Martha was still studying. So, Helen is qualified.
You're in good shape.
So, yeah, it feels like an evolution, really, in that.
And other roles, The Carrie Diaries and Netflix Sense8 and Law & Order UK and television credits Old Jack's Boat, Survivors, and, of course, on the big screen, Rulers and Dealers and North versus South. And I don't think it's any secret, other than the fact that you have this great London accent, since you're from jolly old England.
I am from jolly old England. It's so, you know, I've had a great, I feel very lucky and very blessed. I've had a great amount of success in the last couple of years with the roles that I have had the opportunity and the good fortune to be able to play. I mean, the most recent one being on Netflix was Sense8, and I feel like that was such a pivotal role for me and in my career and in my life, actually. I learned so much and developed and grew so much. But I was playing an American in that role, so it does feel nice to have the opportunity to work here in my native tongue, as it were.
Yeah, that's great. And Jocko, actor, writer, producer, you were in Dreamgirls, Jarhead, The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, the Star series Crash, The Last Ship, Masters of Sex, on television with Grey's Anatomy, NCIS, Burn Notice, CIS, Bones. And you got a couple of projects now being developed for television and the big screen. But I understand that you produce music and manage music artists. Now, I'm a singer and tour of the 15-piece orchestra. Maybe you and I can collaborate on a couple of things. You know what I'm saying?
You got a deep voice. You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Barry White. Maybe we can get some R&B tracks going together.
Baby, come on, baby. Come on, baby.
I got an ear for talent. I'm trying to tell you. But yeah, Ron, I've been blessed. You read off that list. I feel quite old. Thank you. And The Last Ship is also airing this fall, too, so I'm really proud about that. It comes out on Sundays on TNT. So.
Wow, that's great. Well, I meant what I said to both of you in the beginning, that I think this is going to be a season hit. I really do. This has got all the ingredients, and it's television that is true. And you don't really find sometimes, you find things that are based on stories, but very seldom you find a true story on a television series. And this has it, my friends. It's Tuesday night on NBC, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central. It is called New Amsterdam. Stars our two guests, Freema Agyeman.
Amazing.
And Jocko Sims. Hey, Jocko and Freema, please, and I mean this sincerely, join us again. You are a great guest, and
aww,
I hope the devil that you do very well, and please tell Ryan that I said hello, but I think I really mean it. I think this is going to be a season hit for you, my friends. Okay, great.
Thank you, Ron, so much.
Thank you, Freema. Thank you, Jocko. Okay, bye-bye. And really, I think it's going to be a good show. New Amsterdam, it's called. Tuesday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central on NBC. And in the event you want to hear this show again or tell your friends about it, all you need to do is go to our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, and you get to the homepage, hit the icon that says Listen Live. You can hear the show on demand 24/7. We'll be right back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with Ron Segi today, and joining us right now is a gentleman who's been with us in the past. We talked about the fact the last time he was with us that he had won an Emmy Award for his role in the O.J. Simpson story, and a little earlier this year, he won a Golden Globe, and deservingly so, for his role in This Is Us, Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock on NBC. It's a great show. He's a great actor. Sterling K. Brown joins us, and Sterling, congratulations on your Golden Globe Award.
I'm doing well. Well, sir, thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
You're one heck of a talent.
Hey, man, that means a lot. Thank you very much. I was shocked, and I was happy. I think until you can experience something like that, you have no idea what to expect. And there are six wonderful people who were nominated in my category, and I think all of us were deserving of the award. So until you hear your name called, you just have to wait. I was blown away. And the whole time I was thinking, I remember, just be happy no matter what happens. You can celebrate yourself and you can celebrate your peers. And in this particular situation, I was able to celebrate. And it felt incredible. I can't tell you the feeling that I had when my name was announced and looking back over that crowd and seeing their appreciation and joy for me. Never felt anything like that before. And I'll carry it with me for the rest of my life.
You know, I truthfully believe that some of the people that were nominated in the category were happy for you. You know, I mean, truthfully, a lot of times there's comedians that joke around with bits that say, you know, oh, oh boy, we're clapping, but we really think we deserve it. I really think that some of the people that you were up against really were glad, and you were sincerely, sincerely shocked and gracious about accepting it because you handled it very well. You know,
thank you, sir.
But your list of credentials is fantastic. I mean, not only the People versus O.J. that you won the Emmy Award for, but the Whiskey Tango at Foxtrot that you starred alongside of Tina Fey, the film Split, Marshall, which is, of course, the first African-American on the Supreme Court. You love theater. You've been in Macbeth, brother-sister plays. You played opposite Al Pacino. You played on the Lifetime series Army Wives and on TV with Supernatural, Person of Interest. The list goes on and on and on. And now, This Is Us stars an old friend of ours. I'll tell you a story about later, Mandy Moore.
Oh, I love Mandy. She's absolutely wonderful. This Is Us, we've benefited from a great deal of publicity on NBC. Enthusiasm is high. A show about four different people turning 36 years old and having a connection with one another, and that connection runs deeper than we initially know and we figure what it is. It's a show that's about life, the choices that we have to make in our mid-30s that sort of determine which way we will go from there. My character, Randall, is adopted at birth and is looking to connect with his biological father for the first time. He's a very successful businessman, got a beautiful wife, beautiful children, but has this hole in his heart, this hole in his soul, because he doesn't have his dad in his life. And it's something that I can relate to on a personal level because my father passed away when I was very young. And so to be experiencing this moment in my life with my beautiful wife and two beautiful children, I say to myself frequently, how cool would it be if my dad was here to see all the things that are happening in my life right now. And I think Randall is going through a very similar sort of thing. I think people, when they watch, they'll feel a lot. They'll cry, quite possibly. Hopefully, they'll laugh as well. And at the end of the day, the show affirms the perspective that we live in a friendly universe, that everybody has to go through their own trials and tribulations, but at the end of the day, there's hope, and we need to hold on to that hope. And I'm so proud to be a part of a show that puts that message into the world.
Wow, how well said, too. How difficult is it, Sterling, to do a dramedy where you cross the lines between drama and comedy? I mean, that's almost like saying, I'm going to play baseball simultaneously with car racing. You know, I mean, how do you do that?
Interesting. A lot of it has to do with what's on the page, and then you do a lot of different takes. The directors give options to the editors to see if one scene's going to be more dramatic and one scene could possibly be more comedic. But to be honest with you, Ron, I feel like life naturally is quite humorous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even in the midst of the most traumatic things, there is humor. I've seen people crack up at funerals,
right.
And it's not inappropriate. It's strange and odd, but the way in which everyone experiences grief is different. And we have to allow for the multiplicity of prisms in the expression of life to come through. And I feel like all of life is one big dramedy.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. From the writers and directors of Crazy Stupid Love is the show. Now, did they let you put a little bit of Sterling into it?
You know what? What was written was already there, and I just sort of brought myself to what was already on the page. Like, the writing was so clear, and it spoke to me from the very beginning that you can't help but bring yourself to every character, and it just so happens that this particular aspect of myself that I get to share correlates very strongly with what was already on the page.
Wow, so you could relate to it right away. I told you earlier a funny story about Mandy Moore. She came into my studio one time many years ago at Universal Studios here in Orlando, and she was like 12 years old, right? We used tape in those days, Sterling. So we taped the interview. Well, one day we had a get a interview on real quick. We needed a tape, and our producer said, here, use this tape. And I said, but it's Mandy Moore. She said, yeah, but, you know, she was 12 years old. You'll never hear about her anymore. So we used the tape.
No.
So I had an interview with a 12-year-old Mandy Moore, which my genius of an executive producer says, hey, why not use this? And here she is, you know, on the top of the game.
Are you kidding me? That is absolutely hysterical, Ron.
I couldn't believe when it happened. You know, I mentioned earlier about your love of on stage and Macbeth. So many people say that Shakespeare was funny. Now, maybe I'm a little bit from the Soupy Sales era, but do you see that comedy in Shakespeare?
Oh, Shakespeare's hilarious.
How come I never found that in 12th grade?
Well, that's because if you were watching Macbeth or Hamlet, those are probably the two least funny Shakespearean plays that are written. So there's not a whole lot of humor in those. But in other plays, they are absolutely full of all kinds of humor.
Really?
Yeah, you got to check out Much Ado About Nothing or A Midsummer Night's Dream. You got to move to The Light of Fair. He spans the gamut. There's something for everybody with Mr. Billy Shakes.
Now, is it knee-slapping comedy that we're talking about here, or is it sophisticated humor?
Both.
Okay.
Both. I think Shakespeare was writing for a very sophisticated crowd and a very sort of plebeian crowd as well. And he wanted something that was going to apply to the masses as well as it did to the literati. So, absolutely. You just have to see some good Shakespeare.
Well,
I'm going to find you something, Ron. Yeah. I'm going to send it your way.
Well, I tell you what. When next time you come to Orlando, then you can fill me in on this secret that I apparently haven't discovered yet.
I look forward to it, sir.
Come back and join us again sometime.
God bless you, sir. I look forward to it. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sterling.
Thank you, Ron.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Sterling K. Brown. This is Us Tuesdays at 9 o'clock on NBC. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Brett Kavanaugh now has one of the most important jobs in the country. By a vote of 50-48, the Senate has confirmed him as a United States Supreme Court Justice. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the Democrats' anger at Kavanaugh will only help in next month's election.
Our base is fired up. We finally discovered the one thing that would fire up the Republican base, and we didn't think of it. The other side did it.
Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says her key decision vote yes was a hard one.
It certainly ranks right up there. There's no doubt about it. There have been other very difficult decisions, but this was a tough one.
164 people were arrested in Washington, D.C. protests. Justice Kavanaugh begins work on the Supreme Court immediately. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Seggi today. And I was just telling our next guest before we went on the air that I couldn't be happier for him. It's just staggering the fact that when we first talked, it was before any of this even was starting. It was just getting underway. Now it's in its seventh season. Great show that's on investigative discovery. It's called Homicide Hunter. And now he's got a new book coming out the 23rd. Joining us right now is our friend, Lieutenant Joe Kenda. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Ron, how are you?
I'm doing good. You know, it's amazing. We were talking about how the show was, you know, going to be formatted and what it was all about. We had to explain it to people. Now it's seventh season. I mean, that's got to be a very nice accolade coming your way, and deservingly so, too, Joe.
Well, I appreciate that, but it's been a remarkable journey. I mean, who would have thought that this would be as successful as it is? It certainly wasn't me. But it has been. People love the damn thing, and I don't know why, but they do.
It's certainly, you're never going to run out of storylines, unfortunately, okay?
No, it's true.
Yeah. Now you got a new book that's coming out, I Will Find You, Solving Killer Cases from My Life Fighting Crime. You've stated the fact that some of the details in this book were actually too gruesome to even talk about on television.
That's correct, yeah. There's a certain line you have to draw with television. I mean, it's a family entertainment program, and you don't want to talk about certain kinds of cases on television. Murder is ugly, but there are some murders that are beyond ugly. And this is a book that you'll laugh, you'll cry, and you'll occasionally look over your shoulder to see if anybody's in the room with you while you're reading it. You know, it's different. It talks about my youth and my childhood and my marriage and how I got into the cop business and the murder business and my recurring nightmares that I have and all that sort of thing. So it's interesting.
You know, Joe, I wanted to talk to you about the nightmares because I'm not going to mention any names because just for privacy purposes, but a very close person to me is a detective. And the other night he said, come on down and I'm going to show you, you know, what I do. And then he started to show me this. And at the end of the conversation, after he was explaining how he does it and why he does it and so on, I know why he does it. He said to me, he says, now you're probably going to have dreams about this. And I laughed it off, right? Joe, I went home that night and that's all I had was dreams of it. I called him up the next day and says, you were absolutely correct. You just can't file it away, can you?
No. You cannot unsee what you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot unfeel what you've felt. If you're human, and I am, you react to this to the point of I have recurring nightmares, the top five of which I describe in the book. It's the price you pay for the work. It's worth it. I put some people in a cage who need to be in one. They're not going to hurt anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But you pay a price for that, which is the memories of it all. And the worst of it, of course, is children. What could you possibly say or do at age five to warrant a violent death? Nothing at all, but it happens every day.
You spent 23 years with the Colorado Springs Police Department. In those 23 years, I want everyone to hear this because I think I mentioned this once before on the air, but your team and you solved 356 of 387 homicide cases, resulting in a 92% solve rate. One of the highest closures, by the way, in the country. However, knowing you, Joe, you probably still think of those other 31, don't you?
Of course I do. That's all I think about. I still take notes. I still make calls to the cold case unit. We have a cold case unit in Colorado Springs. And we're now down to 30. We've actually solved one of the 31 as a result of a new DNA test. It was the suspect. I always thought it was, but we now proved it, and he's in jail, so we're down to 30. But I wish we were down to zero, but you just don't get them all. You don't.
Yeah.
And that's the maddening part of it all, and that's what keeps me awake at night. There's somebody out there walking around that shouldn't be.
In other cases that are coming up this season, a poisoning of a high school math teacher, an infant kidnapping, but this one kind of bewildered me. A bombing of a bank where not a penny was taken. What were they after?
Revenge.
Really?
Yep. It's interesting. It's really interesting. It really threw us off. You know, the press loves to use the expression, the police are baffled. I never knew what baffled meant, but I always saw that in the paper. You know, the police are baffled. I didn't know that. I don't seem like I'm baffled.
No.
But that particular thing, we thought about it a lot before we finally realized what the motivation was. And the motivation was an irate customer.
Was anybody hurt?
No. Nobody was hurt.
Gosh.
The bank received enormous damage.
Yeah.
Enormous damage.
Yeah.
But it the bomb was set off at 2 o'clock in the morning intentionally, so no one would be hurt.
I know when people are refused money for a loan or something of that nature, mm-hmm. it turns people into really tough hombres, if you will. I know in my hometown, the guy got turned down, the loan officer turned him down, the guy came back an hour later and shot his wife, not even the banker. They shot
I know. Yeah. It's people, you know, truth is much stranger than fiction, Ron.
Yeah.
And people, some people, when they feel as if they've been wronged, they simmer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they boil over, and they take action. And then they look at the police and say, well, of course I did. Wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you, right? Yeah.
Well, no, I wouldn't, sir. But
I agree with that. That's
what happens. And it's really, you see that I've had some cases where revenge would simmer for a period of years.
Right.
For years.
Right. I believe that.
And then all of a sudden, all right, I'm done. I'm going to kill him. Mm-hmm. You know, good God.
Yeah, there was an incident here in Orlando not too long ago. A guy got fired, and like 3 weeks later, after stewing on it, he went back and killed three people. You just watched
him. Correct.
Was it a good therapeutic exercise writing the book? Because the book, I love the name, I Will Find You, Solving Killer Cases from My Life Fighting Crime. Was it therapeutic even now knowing that it's not just cases, but about you personally growing up and how you developed into the crime fighter that you are now known for?
Well, yeah, it was, and my my wife has read it. I got a galley copy from the publisher, the loose-binded copy, you know, front and back printed.
Right.
And I let her read it, and she read it for a couple of days. And she just looked at me when she got done reading it. I said, I didn't know a lot of this. I said, no, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I kept it from you. But she was quite taken by it. She said she thought it was wonderful.
And best she not know some of these things when you're going
through
it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I still haven't said it all, you know.
If a young person, young, come up to you, maybe, you know, 19, 20 years old, said they wanted to get into crime fighting, would you suggest they do that? Now, I don't mean from the standpoint of what the contribution and the sacrifices to society that you're making going into it, because obviously it's a very prestigious position, but for the danger of it today.
There's always been danger associated with it. That's why they give you a gun.
Mm-hmm.
What I would suggest to a young person is to consider the fact that you're putting yourself at risk and those around you at risk. If you're willing to take that risk, you have selected an honorable profession.
I agree.
That will provide you with an enormous sense of accomplishment, an enormous sense of doing the right thing. I say this to people all the time. When someone does something unspeakable to someone else, you have two choices. You can remain seated, or you can stand up. I always stood up. I was proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the type of person that sees that you need to stand up, then this work is for you.
Well said.
If you're the kind of person that thinks you need to remain seated, then I would consider air conditioning. It is a growth industry.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. Or aluminum siding. Absolutely.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the autobiography, I Will Find You, Solving Killer Cases from My Life Fighting Crime by Lieutenant Joe Kenda. You got to get it. And, of course, last week started the seventh season of Homicide Hunter with Lieutenant Joe Kenda. And it's seventh season on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central on Investigative Discovery. Joe, it's always great having you here. I'm so happy for your success and your contribution to our safety. And you know I don't have to tell you this, but you can come back anytime you want, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that. It's very kind of you. I had help when I wrote this book, and he lives in your area, in the Orlando area. His name is Wes Smith.
Really?
He was my ghostwriter. He is a brilliant writer, and he was able to capture my voice. If you know me and you watch that show, when you read that book, there will be no doubt in your mind that that's me.
Wow. Well,
and that is a true art that Wes Smith knows how to do, and I've never seen anybody else that knows how.
Wow, that's
what he does.
Well, I hope, Joe, you continue to come on my show to talk about your show in the future.
You bet.
Okay.
I'll stay with you.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Our special guest, Lieutenant Joe Kenda. Again, check out the show. It's in its seventh season, Homicide Hunter, and coming up, his new book, it's called I Will Find You, Solving Killer Cases from My Life Fighting Crime. Great guy and a very, very respected individual. In an occupation that deserves the respect of everyone. Check out our website, ronsedgy.com. That's R-O-N-S-E-G-G-Y. www.eggi.com. When you get to that site, there is an icon on the homepage that says Listen Live. And when you push it, listen live to our latest show on demand. And there's also a Facebook icon. Hit that and you and I can become friends on Facebook. We're coming right back.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ron Sedgy today, all across the United States and around the world. Well, our next interview is with somebody that I'm really proud of here. Time magazine once called her the best softball player of all time. She's a former Olympic gold medalist, softball superstar, model, and now a super mom. And October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're going to talk about that and much more with Olympic star Jenny Finch. Hi, Jenny. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for being here. We really appreciate it. Before we go any further, okay, I got to ask you, you know, how did you become this terrific softball player? Because I know you started at a very young age, 8 years old, and, you know, you've been playing all your life and just a terrific pitcher. Tell us how this whole thing came about at such a young age and such a massive interest.
So I have two older brothers, and I think that was key. We were Dodger fans growing up in Southern California, and they played baseball and inspired me to play softball. So my parents signed me up at the age of five, and I think I lost so much at home that I got to experience winning for the first time, and it was like, I'm in.
You're in, yeah. Well, you certainly were in. There's no doubt about it. Somebody told me that during a winter vacation one time that you saw your first snowball, you packed the snowball, and you heaved it out of sight. I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, how fast is your pitch?
Well, I topped out at 72 miles an hour, which they say is equivalent to high 90s in baseball, just because we pitch from a closer distance.
Unbelievable. You have a lot to be proud of, and we're proud of you as a former Olympic gold medalist, too. Now, as I mentioned in the introduction, October is National Breast Awareness Month, and you're working with a great, great project called Project Zero. Tell us about that.
Yes. So Project Zero, 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. And Project Zero is all about getting that 1 in 8 to 0 in 8. And that's the ultimate goal. And so Mizuno has collaborated with Fleet Feet, and they have designed a running shoe. It's called the BCRS WaveKnit R2 running shoe. And Mizuno will donate $10 of every share purchase back to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. And the Breast Cancer Research Foundation is the largest breast cancer research organization in the world, and they do some amazing work. We've come so far, but yet have so far to come. And so I'm so thankful that we can use the month of October and this collaboration to bring awareness to breast cancer and the Breast Cancer Research Foundation.
You mentioned that 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. That's a pretty steep number, okay? And you want to bring it to 8 and 0, obviously. And everything that's said about cancer and breast cancer, how, being working closely with Project Zero, where do we stand with this? I know that there have been new developments coming to the forefront. From your experience, and then we want to talk about that in a second, where do you think we are? I mean, are we getting close to, you know, canceling this thing out or finding some kind of a cure for breast cancer?
We are. We've come so far, and I think it's important to celebrate how far we've come, but know too that we do have so far to go. And we're seeing cures every single day. And so our hope is to be able to help find that cure by supporting the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, and we can be one step closer.
Tell us about your personal tie to breast cancer. I know that you lost a childhood mentor, if you will.
Yes. When I was 9 years old, she was like an aunt to me, and she had passed away from breast cancer. And that was the first time that I had to face and hear the word breast cancer. And she was a young mom of two, and I was heartbroken, and my life was forever changed by losing her. And the reality hit, I think, and that was always something that was near and dear to my heart, was helping to find a cure for breast cancer. So we don't have to kind of go through the things that I've been through and so many others have all across the world.
You know, I just had an instance with a childhood friend of mine, a fellow that just found out that his sister had it. And it was a very crass way, the way the doctor addressed the issue, because he called her, not knowing it was her birthday, on a Sunday night at 8:30 to tell her on the telephone, which is pretty crass, you know, and pretty cold-hearted. But she was, you know, of course, very rattled. But in the long run, there are some things that can be done that she's addressing right now that may not make it as catastrophic as she originally thought. I got to assume that in some areas, some poverty areas, that women don't go through the breast examination as they should annually, or, you know, every 2 years, whatever the case may be. Could that be make up a lot of this 1 out of the 8 that get it, but have it addressed? I'm sorry.
Right. I'm not an expert, but I'm here to raise awareness, and that's our goal, ultimately, is so that nobody has to go through it and face it. And, yes, you know, luckily we are full of hope with all of the research and, you know, kind of treatments that are available now for people facing breast cancer. So I'm extremely hopeful, and this is just a small part of it.
Okay, and they also have a campaign video Project Zero has, I understand.
Yes, you can go to MizunoUSA.com/Project Zero.
Okay, are you still playing ball? I mean, with being a mom now and all the other things that you're doing and working with the Breast Cancer Foundation, I mean, is there still time to go out there in the field and play some softball?
Well, I do a lot of camps and clinics, and I'm the youth ambassador for Major League Baseball, and so luckily I find myself on the field quite a bit, but not so much pitching, facing the hitters. Now it's my children's turn to do that. Three kids, and they all three play.
And so they're showing a flair to follow in mom's footsteps?
A little bit so far, so we'll see.
They got to listen to you because obviously, you know, you are the pro in the family. So what is on the horizon for you, Jenny? What are some of the things that you're going to be, you know, addressing in your career that has been so illustrious to this point?
You don't know what the future holds, but I just feel, like, you know, extremely blessed that we live in Louisiana. We have a ranch, and we're raising three kids.
Wow.
And cattle along top of it. And, you know, I'm just thankful that I can help lend my name and use my platform for the greater good.
Sounds like life is good for you, Jenny.
Yes, I have no complaints.
That's great. So where can we go for more information, learn more about Project Zero, and learn more about this month being Breast Cancer Awareness Month? And I might want to add when I say that, is that you don't have to wait to October to have an exam. You can, and you should, go any time of the year, but this is the month that we really kind of stress it. But where can we go for more information about breast cancer examinations, breast cancer, and Project Zero?
You can go to MizunoUSA.com/Project Zero.
Okay, good. That's Mizuno. That's M-I-Z-U-N-O?
Yes.
Okay. Jenny, thanks for joining us. Good luck, and I'm glad that you're here, and congratulations on all your accomplishments, and we're proud of you as an Olympic gold medalist, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jenny. Our guest has been, as we mentioned, Olympic star Jenny Finch. Time magazine once called her the best softball player of all time. She's got a campaign going on with Project Zero. And again, October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You should be aware of it all year long, but we emphasize it during October, spring light to it and attention to it. So please, if you have not had a breast exam in the year, address it this month. October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I want to remind everybody, we have our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand. And if you want to learn more about our concert tour, go to segisings.com, and there's all the information you need to know about our latest fall and winter tour. And stick around, because we're coming right back with more.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi Today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank our guest this first hour from the new show New Amsterdam on NBC, Prima Edgerman and Jocko Sims, Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us, and Lieutenant Joe Kenda, star of Homicide Hunters on Investigative Discovery, and Olympic gold medalist Jenny Finch. Next hour, my buddy Lee Greenwood from Dancing with the Stars, Carrie Ann Inaba. Laura Fix will be here talking about fixing cars. And Kinga Phillips, who is the queen of travel. And that's all coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause for a second. When we come back, my first guest this second hour is the man, Lee Greenwood.